Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three different phrasal verbs: pay off, catch up, and move on. Each of these phrasal verbs has a number of different ways that you can use them, so we'll talk about all the meanings and all the different ways that you can use these phrasal verbs in each sentence. For each phrasal verb, I'll give you three sentences, and then we'll go through explanations of how we use that phrasal verb in those sentences. So let's go ahead and get started with our first phrasal verb, pay off. There are three different ways that you can use pay off. The first way that you can use pay off is it means to result in a benefit. So if you put in hard work, you will get a payoff or you will get a reward. The second way that you use pay off is to say that you're paying off someone is to say that you're paying them what you owe them. If you owe somebody some money, you're going to pay them off. Sometimes it's even used as a bribe. You pay someone off by what you owe them. You bribe them with money. The third way that you would use pay off is to pay off a debt or a loan. You make a payment on a debt or a loan, and if you pay it off completely, you don't owe any more money. You've paid it off. So let's take a look at our sentences and use these phrasal verbs. Sentence number one. All Jessie's training and early morning workouts finally paid off when she qualified for a spot on the Olympic track team. So in this case, Jessie's worked really hard. She's done a lot of training, she's done some early morning workouts, and now it's paid off because she has a spot on the Olympic team. She put in hard work, and now she has a reward. She did a lot of training, and now it's paid off because she's on the Olympic track team. Sentence number two. Mr. Kane said he was going to pay off the cop if he wouldn't give him the speeding ticket because it would have been his third ticket this year. So in this case, Mr. Kane is paying off the cop. He's going to pay him some money. But in this case, it's sort of like a bribe. He wants the cop to do what he wants to do. He doesn't want a ticket. So he thinks, if I give the cop some money, if I pay him off, maybe he won't give me the speeding ticket. Sentence number three. I can't even think about going on a Caribbean vacation until I pay off my car loan. So in this case, this person has a car loan. He owes money because he bought a car. He has debt. He needs to pay off that car loan before he can even think about going on a Caribbean vacation. He needs to pay his final amount, the final payment for his car loan, and be done with his car loan before he can think about going on a Caribbean vacation. Let's move on to our second phrasal verb, catch up. There's also three different ways that we could use catch up, and so we'll talk about all three of those. The first way to catch up means if you're catching up with someone, you're sharing information with them. You're sharing up-to-date information, what's been going on in your life. The second way that we use catch up means to complete some work that should have already been done. If you're catching up on work, the work should have already been done, so you have to catch up, you have to work hard to get it completed. The third way that we use catch up means to physically catch up with someone. If someone is ahead of you, you need to run to catch up with them. So let's go ahead and take a look at our sentences. David and Michael go get drinks every few weeks so they can catch up on how things are going at work and with their families. So in this case, David and Michael are friends. Maybe they don't get to see each other that often. So every couple weeks they go get drinks and they catch up. They talk about what's going on in their life. They share up-to-date information so that each of them can know what's going on with the other one's life. They're catching up. Sentence number two. Molly didn't get as much work done this week as she wanted to, so she is going into the office on Saturday to catch up on some projects. So in this case, Molly had some projects that she needed to do. She wasn't as productive as she wanted to be, so she needs to catch up. She needs to complete the work that should have already been finished. She has to go into the office on Saturday so that she can catch up on her projects, complete the projects that she should have already completed. Sentence number three. Marie stormed off after our fight, so I had to run in order to catch up with her. So in this case, Marie and this person got in a fight. Marie stormed off or ran off. This person had to run to catch up with her, to physically catch up and meet her. He had to run in order to catch up with Marie. Let's move on to our third phrasal verb, move on. There's also three different ways that you can use this phrasal verb, so we'll talk about each of them. The first way to use move on means that you're changing topics of conversation or you're changing activities. So if we're talking and I move on, I change to a different topic. The other way that we can use move on means that you sort of change your feelings about something. If maybe you were hurt about something, you decide to move on, change your feelings, and keep going. Maybe you were disappointed, you're going to move on and be happy. The third way that we would use move on is to say that you're going to do something different, particularly with your career or with a hobby. You were doing one thing, now you're going to move on and do something else. So let's take a look at our sentences. Sentence number one. When the principal felt like they had talked enough about the budget, he decided to move on to class assignments. So in this case, the principal is leading a meeting. Maybe they were talking about the budget of the school. He felt like they had talked about it enough, so he was going to move on and start talking about school assignments, class assignments. So in this case, he was talking about the budget. He decided to move on or change topics and start talking about class assignments. Sentence number two. After Jonathan broke up with Mary, she moved on pretty quickly. So in this case, sometimes you know that if people break up, maybe one person has difficulty, they're very sad about it. But in this case, Mary was able to move on. She was maybe sad at first, but she was able to change her feelings and move on and be happy again. Even though Jonathan broke up with her, it was a bad situation, she moved on. Sentence number three. When Marco had become bored with the work he was doing every day, he decided he wanted to move on to a different career. So in this case, Marco had one career. He was maybe getting a little bored with it. He didn't like the work anymore. He decided to move on or change to and pursue a different career. So in all three of these phrasal verbs, you can see that there's multiple different meanings. I hope these explanations have been helpful on how to use each of these phrasal verbs in different ways. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.